This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yesterday, I went to drudgereport.com, and there was this image of Hillary Clinton, the glowing goddess. And I started reading news articles about it, and the more I looked at it, and the more I read the transcript of what she said in her little victory speech, the more it was emblematic of how they are selling her as if she is messianic. And I noticed that CNN literally added a golden filter to her and made her shine like a god, and then blurred out the background, and then like Sauron in the last of the Hobbit trilogy, burns with flame. It is bizarre. And it's completely and totally emblematic of how they are selling her as the savior. I remember, and we have clips of my film, The Obama Deception, made 8 years ago, or 7.5 years ago. They were calling him the Messiah, or the Black Jesus, and that he was going to deliver everyone. All he did was, well, under his tutelage, double black unemployment the rate it had previously been. So as I've said, if that is any indication of what Herr Hillary is going to be doing to women, just get ready, because they know they've got you. They know you're drooling over it. You've been told that when she wins, you win. You don't win in your own life when you're successful. You don't win in your own life when your family's successful. You don't win in your own life when your nation's successful. You don't win in your own life when the infant mortality rate goes down. It's actually exploding. No, you win in your life when someone else at Hollywood and the spin machine has told you is a god, who is a savior. When they have great success, you supposedly live vicariously through them. And this is the very nature, historically, of cults. Thank you, Nico. I've misplaced my paper. Newsbusters are the folks that first pointed it out. CNN depicts history-making, close quote, Hillary Clinton as a, quote, golden god. They said she looked like a golden god. And, of course, they're the ones that added the filter to it, because we went to the DNC video. I'm going to be filing a special report for the Nightly News on this tonight. Maybe we'll even do it later live on the radio / TV show here. But the real feed, that didn't happen. They just premeditated this with her in this Princess Leia goddess outfit, a.k.a. Joseph Campbell, the archetypal goddess. But that's not Princess Leia there, ladies and gentlemen. That's more like Emperor Palpatine in drag. And then she just, and then leans back, receiving it like out of some cult movie, Trolls of Doom, and his mountain of power. Go forth, my children. The day of doom is at hand. Go out into the world and burn it with the great cleansing of Hillary and the great goddess. Cleanse the earth with blood, our sacred goddess of death, Kali. I mean, this is like something out of a science fiction / horror film where they're electing a cult demon, an antichrist, Linda Blair, complete with I can't even do it. I can try to make the most evil smile I can, and I can't catch it when she leers down and goes.
Better,
We'll be back with our new Lord and Savior. Remember, we want to welcome our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. The number Jamie Foxx. Well, now this is even more disgusting.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order.
Oh, my gosh. It's in CNBC today. It's in the London Guardian today. It's in the London Independent today. It's in a whole bunch of other U.S. newspapers. It's crazy. 10 years ago, when DrudgeReport.com started linking to Infowars.com articles with photos and videos of helicopters, Marines, Army, you name it, guarding Bilderberg Group meetings here in the U.S. and overseas, and Drudge linked to it, the, quote, mainstream media, that is the Decepticon, state-run, globalist-run media, the dinosaur media now, the on-its-last-legs media, the hanging-on-by-its-fingernails media. They came out and said, Matt Drudge has gone over the edge. He's gone completely insane. He's over. because he would dare. Link to Infowars.com and the schizophrenic beliefs of Alex Jones. The New York Times came out and said, 8 years ago, at this very time of year, when Obama and Hillary were caught secretly meeting in the Bilderberg meeting, where she decided to step down and quit contesting, and the New York Times, you can go read the article, said that I was having a full-on schizophrenic event, that I was mentally ill at a Marriott conference center in Chantilly, Virginia, and was imagining men in black sunglasses and suits and cars following us. We just all had it on tape, them detaining us, helicopters, checkpoints, Secret Service with submachine guns, pointing them at us as they drove by. All of it on HD video, even 8 years ago. And they said it didn't exist. Of course, now the last four or five, they've had to admit it exists but make fun of it. Now, if you read the articles, they say they control Europe. They don't want to allow the Brexit, the British exit from the euro. They want to destroy Trump. They want a planetary regime and a global carbon tax and to censor the Internet. Wow. And Drudge Reports, bigger than ever, undisputed number one news aggregate site in the world with more news traffic than Facebook and the New York Times combined. And Facebook has over 2 billion users. Thousands of articles later, Drudge Report, they said, was failed and gone. And now they don't even try to deny the fact that it's dominant. And I harp on Drudge Report because it's axiomatic. It's a telltale sign, a bellwether, a gauge. Emblematic, like when you talk about a search engine, you called it Google. You still do. I'm going to Google it. Well, I'm going to drudge it. It just means your establishment talking points that up is down and down is up and black is white and mothers and fathers are bad and private property is evil. We don't follow Mark Zuckerberg, my users are dumb effers, talking points. We don't let you set the trends. Drudge doesn't even so much set the trends, but gets the global populist trend that's already out there and then adds his overall lens to it because it's what Drudge is looking at, what he's interested in, and that resonates with the general population of the world because it's synced up with them. It's a mind meld. See, that's how that works. Same thing with Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. These are things I'm concerned with. These are things my crew is concerned with. I don't even tell my crew 9 times out of 10 what to go do or what to cover. They instinctively get it. They're people I hired because they were already out fighting the New World Order. They were already aware. They were already listeners. You don't have to see my worldview. It's like if you're driving along through the mountains, you know, in Switzerland in a train and look at the Matterhorn. You're all looking at the Matterhorn together. It's not like you're seeing what I told you to see. I'm saying, hey, look out this window over here. Zuckerberg wants us to look into some bag that we put over our head, and then he controls the stimulus inside the bag, literally. He wants you sitting there like a gorilla, you know, with a virtual reality hood over your head, like a Guantanamo Bay prisoner, as he walks bipedally past you in your face. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to look around for myself. That's all I'm doing is, hey, look around for yourself. Hey, oh, look. Our reporters and other reporters got detained, really arrested, put in vans. Others got drug away because they dared to be in the middle of Dresden, Germany, videotaping world leaders arriving at the secret confab. But that only adds gravy to the turkey and the dressing and the potatoes and the cranberry sauce that we're exposing these people. But see, they still just don't get it. Go out and have the police arrest people, act like thugs, because nice, friendly journalists are out talking to Germans on the street and pointing out what's going on inside. Yes, toady up to the shadowy room that doesn't exist, that the establishment media told us forever didn't exist. Just like they always told us one person, one vote, and then they told us, oh, it's never been like that. Actually, the sovereign party, that's a quote from George will decide, not you. That didn't fly, but I predicted that even though they would say he was the presumptive nominee, that as soon as he clearly clinched it, they would come back with new scandals and claim he must stand down. That's the new drumbeat last night, this morning on CNN, Fox, you name it, is that Donald Trump got even more delegates than he thought, but and he's brought in a record number of 13 million votes. We just saw the last election with how many in 2012? 10 million flat for Mitt Romney. 3 million more, record number, but none of that matters because, William Crystal says at the Weekly Standard that he's going to run a third party. Even though that's failed, they cut to Weekly Standard reporter, and he goes into a 10-minute diatribe this morning about how horrible Trump is and how he's a failure and how embarrassing he is, and then an exclusive interview that American psycho Bill Hemmer, not saying he's actually a psycho, he just looks like the actor, met with Governor Kasich. And Governor Kasich arrogantly said, I don't think I'm going to allow him to be the nominee. We're going to stand against him, as I've always said we are, because he's the head of the RNC at the convention. And then the whole show, and then the next show, is all about how these Republicans, real conservatives, George W. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, rhino, neocon, warmongering, anti-gun, knuckle-dragging tyrants, want to sit up there and say, we don't endorse him, so that's it, and we're not even going to give him the money, and we'd rather have Hillary. Because they know Donald Trump's a nationalist. And I found a video, I say found, it has like 600,000 views, that we're going to post to Infowars.com the next 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to tweet it out. It's like 30 minutes long. I'm going to play the first 4 or 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour that shows Donald Trump going back 30 years talking about nationalism, how America's getting screwed over by globalism, how these trade deals are one-sided, how he doesn't want to run for president, but that he'd like to find leadership that's willing to stand up to make this country great again. And how he's not an East Coast Republican, but a populist Republican. And I got to be honest with you, I'd read these statements in books he wrote back in the early 90s and the 2000s, but I'd never actually seen him say it. And boy, they ought to put out campaign ads with this stuff because he looks so sincere in these film clips. But we see him sincerely taking the globalist on, and that's why they're so scared of him. They're scared of him, both political machines, for a good reason, because they've hijacked this nation and the world, and he's coming along and saying, hey, you're not going to run this scam anymore. I'm coming in to try to bust this up. Now, whether he's going to be successful or not, they are in a tizzy because they have hijacked this country. They've stolen it, and they don't like anybody claiming that when a bunch of hyenas have taken down a wildebeest and up comes walking a lion, they don't know whether he wants to free the wildebeest or eat the wildebeest. All they know is he's coming in on something they think is theirs. And if the American people don't know that the establishment is your enemy, the establishment has done everything it can to make you dependent and controlled and sold off your birthright of freedom and the industries you built, your forebears built, and tried to turn us into domesticated, drooling slobs. If you don't realize that and turn against the globalists, you're a fool. And I'm talking to new listeners. We noticed in the last week videos and articles and reports of EBT digital food stamp cards not working. And Drudge last week linked to this particularly viral video, maybe it was Monday, of this woman just ransacking a grocery store and just freaking out and screaming because her EBT card won't work. And darn it, it's time for her to get the money. We've always talked about within a few weeks of EBT cards not working that all hell would break loose. Well, they are now reporting that all over the country, EBT cards are up to 2 weeks behind getting reloaded. And that's because, folks, we are teetering on the edge of total collapse. And when you've got 100 million people who don't work, and that's conservative, and they are entitled, and they weigh 450, 500 pounds apiece, and I'm just pointing out, can you imagine an army of 400-pound people that are so infantile when their car doesn't work, they start throwing fits like a toddler. And you know, in this case, you got black people throwing a black lady out who's going crazy. Imagine if that was white people doing it. By the way, there's plenty of videos of the wall marching, fat white people freaking out, too. It is a time bomb. We've always talked about it. I don't know when it's going to blow, but I tell you, that fuse is getting short. So short, it's that moment where it burns down right into the bomb, and you see that red dot, and you wonder, boy, it's about to go any second.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acid. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Yeah, here I come again, my friend. Come on, come on, come on. Ted Nugent bringing us in. All right, using Drudge Report as just an example of how the true independent media is controlling the narrative 9 times out of 10 now, and how the dinosaur media has lost control with their deception. 3 days ago, Drudge began linking to Infowars.com articles every day for 3 days in a row, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, linking to Paul Joseph Watson and other articles with exclusive intel on Bilderberg. With the headlines, they're going after Trump on the agenda. They want an internet ID tax system, and they want to keep Britain from exiting the euro. We have actual sources, and then, of course, Bilderberg puts out its own press release. We grab that first, put it out, Drudge link to it. Mainstream media ignored it on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Okay, remember, Drudge top linked it. Then today, it's in the London Independent, CNBC, and a bunch of other publications. And look at the headline. World planners meet. Boy, you know, if top world golfers met, it'd be big news. If top Hollywood stars met, if top scientists met. But world planners meet. Brexit, migrants, Trump on menu, reporters chased away. Oh, I just looked, you just added an InfoWars link. So, because that's newsworthy. Yeah, they got detained. Some got arrested. Paul Joseph Watson. So, see, that's how fast Drudge moves. This is a microcosm example. So, see, Drudge 10 years ago breaks the blockade. Sure, Jim Tucker, InfoWars, we were all reporting on it. Daniel Estulin, others. But breaking the blockade in the U.S. was Drudge, just showing how it's a facade. And now 10 years later, they've got to admit, okay, there's a secret government, world government meeting. Okay, yes, George Soros is involved. Yes, they want $100 trillion in global taxes every decade paid to them. And yes, they want to tax the internet and control it. And yes, they want to open the borders up. And yes, they want to kick Donald Trump out. And oh, Gawker and the White House run Media Matters, Brock, can say tinfoil hat and kook all they want. But the London Guardian, one of the most respected papers in the world, the Financial Times of London, very respected by the establishment, CNBC, London Independent, all of them have to go, okay, world leaders are meeting in secret. And then when they go back to their parliaments and to their congresses and to their Bundestags, they get asked, what'd you do? What happened? And lawsuits start and people are removed from office. And then England goes, wait a minute. 90% of our laws are made by EU bureaucrats that are unelected. We want out. How many years did I hammer that the UK was part of Bilderberg and we'd have Lord Monckton on and we'd travel there and Lord Monckton would even travel? We made it an issue. It became the issue and we're winning. So when I get up here and brag about what InfoWars has done or what Drudge has done, it's not about us. It's about a war. And do you want to live under multinational unelected corporations that just do whatever they want and then have a bunch of weirdos in paid-off so-called media sit there in big fancy sets and laugh at you and go, build a burger? Can I get cheese and onions on that? I've probably been on radio and TV shows 200-plus times where they said, can I have a cheese on that burger? And I'm like, wow, that's really original. That is so amazing. You know, when I got arrested in Canada, and they said they were going to put me in a Toronto prison for 15 hours until the media showed up, there weren't any cheeseburgers there. I was just trying to cover Bilderberg. But the good news is all the intimidation, all the demonization hasn't worked. It's blown up in their face. The problem is, speaking of DrudgeReport.com, is that Drudge, again, is linking to Zero Hedge, great folks, and our own Michael Snyder. The problem is the mainstream media is not reporting on it yet. EBT card outage. It's been 2 weeks in some areas. It's up to 8 days in some major cities. Widespread glitches. Flashback video. Woman trashes store after food stamps refused. And you watch the chilling video that's up at DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side, and you can see this woman flipping out a few days ago when her card didn't work. And it's happening all over the country. She doesn't know how to do anything. Her whole life she's been on welfare. Her whole life she sits there and watches Oprah Winfrey. Where's her free car? I love this woman. I mean, I'm sad for her. She's like a giant 450-pound toddler. She's totally deranged, and she's acting like a three-year-old. Just like Paul Watson said, social justice warriors are arrested development fools that think they're high-tech intellectuals because they watch Mr. Maddow.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health Liquid Vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American in a big way. If your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets. And these Instagrams, these Instas, this is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy, and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's InSoc.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more
more moons and sunrises will you see in your life? Rise and fall. There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No,
you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law now. Remember just recently
getting it lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'm going to make more of those vignettes. Darren McBrain put that little 2.5-minute piece together when Drudge visited us last year. It's like a 45-minute-long interview with just more little nuggets of what he talked about 10 months ago that now, unfortunately, all of it's coming true. And that's because Drudge obviously has a lot of high-level contacts, but he can also obviously see what's happening as he follows the news for 18 hours a day, as we do. And so can other people around the world. We're just pointing out common-sense things here that everybody already instinctively knows. But we're letting everybody know you're not alone. MSNBC, CNN, all these channels, they're about making you think you're alone. Ha, 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 these racists don't want Obamacare. Hey, this subsection says it doubles and triples prices. Shut up, racist. Well, actually, I just want to, you know, keep my health care. Shut up. Well, it says here I'm going to lose my doctor. No, it doesn't. Yeah, read the subsection. Gruber's like, thank God they're so stupid that they never actually read the subsections. We can screw them over. They go on C-SPAN and say you're dumb. Zuckerberg says you're dumb. Well, there may be a large portion of the population that is in a coma. But just because they're going along with it doesn't mean you have a right to screw me over. In a pure democracy, 51% can vote to rob the other 49%, to enslave them, whatever. In a republic, there are basic rights that the majority cannot vote to take away the minority's freedoms. And they've got us so obsessed with what skin color we've got or where we came from being the only rights or things that are involved. As a general human species, it's in the news every day that they're building a world with robots replacing us. People say, fine, I'll just sit around all day. If it isn't a world built by humans, for humans, maintained by humans, we will be obsolete, obsolescent. Even if the social engineers, and this is profound, don't want to get rid of us, we will be like 500-pound creatures in the movie WALL-E floating on a galactic cruise ship already dehumanized. But guess what? The elite aren't going to let us just sit here and operate like jellyfish. The decision has been made to hasten our decline, to hasten our slouching into obsolescence, and to have an organized, incremental phasing out of Homo sapiens sapien. And that's what every white paper, every Wired Magazine futurist report, every Ray Kurzweil Google board member statement says. In fact, there was like 4 articles yesterday, 2 or 3 the day before that, 5 or 6 the day before that I had in my stack, in the technology stack, that I meant to get to. And I'm like, you know, I've already said this 5,000 times. Why read them saying it again exactly as I told you they would do? Because I was only quoting them previously. It's like, they're saying exactly what Alex said on the news today. That's because they've gone from the boardrooms and the drawing rooms when I was telling you this stuff 20 years ago off white papers and freaking out to now putting it on TV because they're getting ready to go operational. And that's what's scary. Global financial taxes, phasing out of cash. You'll still have cash, but it'll be digitally marked and track its whole history. Cash is going to be like credit cards, you know, all tracked. The police will just drive by and grab money right out of your credit card or debit card. I saw that on the drawing board years ago. It's now being done. Covered that yesterday. In fact, That's so unbelievable. Let me just give you the headline. This is Oklahoma 9 TV. Oklahoma Highway Patrol uses new device to seize money used during the commission of a crime. That's the whitewash article today. The newspaper headline, will you guys give me yesterday's article, was more hardcore. It was like, in new asset forfeiture seizure, police are going to take money directly out of your debit card from a distance. You may have heard of civil asset forfeiture. That's where police can seize your property in cash without first proving you committed a crime. Oh, guilty until never proven innocent. Without a warrant and without arresting you, as long as they suspect that your property is somehow tied to a crime. That is so unconstitutional. They've had it since the 80s. It's under letter of mark. It's the really big, bad, evil thing the police are involved in. But what they do is they cut the funding to the point where the police can only operate off of asset forfeiture. They got federal laws passed where the states can't keep the money unless they go through a federal program that up to 85% goes back, hence federalizing police. That's the other big secret. Now the Oklahoma Highway Patrol has a device that also allows them to seize money in your bank account or on prepaid cards. That's right. No judge, no jury. We just are going to grab money off your debit card. It's called ERAD, or Electronic Recovery and Access Data Machine. And state police began using 16 of them last month. Here's how it works. If a trooper suspects you may have money tied to some type of crime, oh, this is the trooper. Who needs a judge? Who needs a jury? Who needs a grand jury? Who needs an indictment? Who needs a DA? Here's how it works. See how News 9 reports it like it's fun? Here's how it works. You stick your head in the guillotine, they pull the switch, and a big giant razor blade falls out and chops your heads off. It's so much fun. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's, remember ABC News last week? It's wonderful. Every child will have a microchip. You know it's coming. That's a quote. Here's how it works. If a trooper suspects you may have money tied to some type of crime, the Highway Patrol can scan any cards you have for and seize the money. You mean he just suspects or she suspects? And remember all the news reports about different areas of the country where the corrupt police pull you over and it's an old lady with $3,000 in her wallet, in her purse, and the cops just take it? And then the local judge goes, well, we tested the money and some of the bills had cocaine on it. Well, almost all money that's been circulated has drugs on it. That's known. That's our proof. And they'll tell the old lady, you let us have the $3,000 or we're taking your Cadillac. And most of them just go, because, you know, old ladies are smart and don't keep all their money in the bank because they lived through the Great Depression. How police took $53,000 from a Christian band, an orphanage, and a church. You know, I'm not anti-police themselves individually because I know there's a whole Soros scapegoat, the police, so they can federalize them. But this asset forfeiture seizure and the IRS grabbing money out of accounts with no due process and now saying, oh, we're not going to let you leave the country if we're investigating you. Or now you can't get on a plane if we're investigating you. Now they want that. This is so totalitarian. You know, here's my problem. I've got like 200 articles and they're all just this insane. And I've got this powerful Donald Trump video I want to play and I've got loaded guest on. Loaded guest. You know, and I almost don't want to be presumptive about the Trump campaign. But the truth is, we're in the zeitgeist of the Trump campaign. And obviously, Trump talks about InfoWars on the campaign trail almost every day. Our fans are out there. He gets briefings with our info. Corey Lewandowski constantly tries to block it and speaks out against me and says, oh, gosh, don't go on that show. And sure, we like to get Trump on, but it's not that big a deal. Breaking big news is what's a big deal. But it is good to see, you know, you heard Roger Stone yesterday. He goes, let me just say I'm smiling with a Cheshire Cat smile right now because Trump is back on the offensive. What that means is he's back listening to Stone. And I was told last week on air, you were told, and I was told over the weekend by Larry Nichols, that he was talking to the high-level folks in the Trump campaign and that they wanted to have the info relayed over this show so it was recorded and so they could give it to Trump. And he's given me a lot of good tips over the years, but it was just like, really, Larry, every week you're going to come on and speak directly to them? And he goes, well, they're preparing something in a week and a half and he's going to have a big speech on it. And he talked about it, about Hillary and the latest crimes. And he's one of the top experts on that. know, behind the Clinton Chronicles and so much more. And I knew he was telling the truth, but I was just like, okay, Larry, but we've already told everybody all this. And he says, well, that's how they want it relayed. And then sure enough, Trump comes out yesterday and goes, or 2 days ago in his victory speech, and goes, next week, probably next Monday, I'm going to have a major speech on the crimes of Hillary. And Nichols said that a week ago. So, I mean, I know Nichols is telling the truth. It's just, it's kind of unreal to be in the zeitgeist at that level. It's not like a power trip. It's actually kind of, the responsibility of it is overwhelming, is the word. I mean, I feel overwhelmed. I'm in over my head, but here's the newsflash. Anyone in the world who thinks they're not in over their head with all this wild technology and all these crazy developments and all the changes happening and all the moves towards singularity, these arrogant people that think they're in control, these big multinational corporations and things, I've met a lot of them, they really are delusional. They're specialists. A lot of them have kind of like Asperger's disorder. They're super smart in ways, but they're missing overall well-roundedness. And they just don't have enough restraint and enough understanding that no man is infallible. They have that megalomaniacal arrogance that always goes before a fall. And they make so many mistakes and screw up so much already as the power of humanity increases with our technologies and our weapons. I liken it to a chimpanzee that you've given PCP and a bottle of tequila and set it loose in a explosives factory with a flamethrower. So that's the best humanity can offer with these elites. The worst of us are running things that scampered into control and who got involved in family fortunes and you know, were good at lying and stealing and manipulating, and then they seize control of all these technologies and all these systems, and they're in control, and they're totally arrogant, off their rockers nuts. I've been at multiple parties where I've been around some of the top tech people, and let me tell you, they are more wild-eyed and crazy than rock stars. They are on drugs. There's all sorts of designer drugs these billionaires are on. They are whacked out of their brains. They've got some kind of drug that was produced at the University of Texas and then divvied out. That's a combination of ecstasy, PCP, LSD, and peyote, and all these other designer drugs. And they're running around on this stuff. I mean, God help us. They've got drugs like Limitless that actually increase your IQ. I mean, all that stuff's real, folks, and they're on it. They don't let the general public get a hold of it, because to get the precursors that you need to make these drugs, you've got to get a lot of other controlled substances, and that's why these drugs aren't available to the public. But they got drugs that they're ready to roll out on the public that basically take your free will and people kill their own kids for. You think people do bad things for heroin and cocaine? Wait till the super drugs get rolled out. Truly designer drugs. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with, just in the intro, with an extremely powerful Donald Trump piece. And then I'm going to get into all this other news, but there is just so much of it. We're going to get into more on Hillary. Depicts history-making. CNN depicts history-making Hillary Clinton as a, quote, glowing god. I talked about this some already, but this is just freakazoid. This just spells disaster. It spells civilization on the edge of collapse. Every time in history that we allow the elites to start acting like this, it's a manifestation and a reflection of ourselves, and it means that you can stick a fork in us. We're about to roll over dead like a big, fat, bloated, rotting whale on the shore that's got birds feeding on it, and it stinks a mile away. I mean, you've got this evil crone with a big jack-o'-lantern smile, worse than any Marvel comic Joker, in a goddess outfit with a big pumpkin head that looks like a rubber mask, smiling and leaning back I mean, if you're a radio listener, you've got to tune in next segment when I show this again. It is over the top. Briefly, I'm not going to belabor this. We've been sold out of this since December. We only had one run of it. It is 120 capsules, enough to do a six-week cleanse. That's the life cycle of most parasites. A lot of them are a week or two, but the furthest out is six weeks generally with the general parasites. I mean, not the big ones like Hillary, but the small ones that infest about 90% of the people in the world. Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about this because they'd rather you just get sick and treat it forever. But yourself, your children, you name it, it's totally safe for everybody, but still consult your physician before you walk out the door every day. But everybody needs this, and the big nutraceutical experts, the nutraceutical buffs, just all give it 5 stars. It's very, very affordable. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Despite the fact this has been sold out for 6 months, we are discounting it right now, massively out of the gate. So check it out at InfoWarsLife.com today. It's normally $44.95. It's a big bottle. It's now $34.95. And the reason it's so hard to source is we all want everything in there to be California standard, which is almost impossible. There's more lead in the air or in an apple than what they allow, so lawyers get to sue everybody. That's why they passed it, was to shut down the nutraceutical business. But we just test and test and test until our products pass that. And so it's taken us 6 months to be able to get a batch that passes it. Because it's got so many ingredients. That's the trick. If you get a few things that are totally clean, when you get like 30 different things in it, it's hard. You need this, and we need the funding. So detox, de-cleanse, get rid of the bad parasites, get rid of the bad harmful organisms. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the general umbrella site, and support the broadcast at the same time. And also get your Hillary for Prison t-shirts. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing.
Now, this is a 27-minute video. We're going to be posting it up on Infowars.com momentarily. The title of the video is, "This video will get Donald Trump elected if it goes viral." And it is Donald Trump in the last 30 years. And we actually have a timeline we're posting in the video at Infowars.com. And this is Donald Trump going back 30 years. Now, the name of the YouTube video is "This is Why Donald Trump Deserves to Be President." We're going to change it on InfoWars to give it more promotion. This has 600,000 views, and he's about 50 million views. And this is what he's always stood for. And I know a bunch of people that have known him for decades, they say, listen, he's anti-New World Order. He's played along with these people forever. He kept hoping the country would get turned around. He gave money to pro-America groups, anti-NAFTA GATT groups, which he did. He wrote articles for newspapers about it. And he doesn't want to be president. He doesn't want the scrutiny. He wants to live his life and play golf. And, yeah, he likes women. Just like King David did. You know, I'm not judging him. Nobody's perfect, but his heart's right. And that's why they're so scared of him. But I'm going to air just 3 or 4 minutes of this video right now. Then we're going to come back in the next hour and show Hillary and this bizarre behavior where she's a goddess and CNN says she's a god. Are you a god? Well, no. Then die. Remember that from Ghostbusters? I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. Hillary Clinton has got 7 million less voters than she got in 2008. Trump's got 3 million record over anybody else, 13 million. But he's the loser, Fox says, CNN says. They all agree he's a loser. Hillary's way ahead in their fake polls. They're running a jack-o'-lantern corpse against him. Let's go ahead and play this clip of the real Donald Trump.
Would you like to be the president of the United States?
I really don't believe I would, Ron, but I would like to see somebody as the president who could do the job, and there are very capable people in this country.
Why wouldn't you dedicate yourself to public service?
Because I think it's a very mean life. I would love and I would dedicate my life to this country, but I see it as being a mean life. And I also see it that somebody with strong views and somebody with the kind of views that are maybe a little bit unpopular, which may be right, but maybe unpopular, wouldn't necessarily have a chance of getting elected against somebody with no great brain but a big smile.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me, and I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not, but I do get tired of seeing the country ripped
apart. Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No. But, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it. I probably wouldn't, but I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally, because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country, how we're really making other people live like kings, and we're not.
You've said, though, that if you did run for president, you believe you'd win.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd win. I tell you what, I wouldn't go in to lose. I've never gone in to lose in my life. And if I did decide to do it, I think I'd be inclined. I would say that I would have a hell of a chance of winning, because I think people, I don't know how your audience feels, but I think people are tired of seeing the United States ripped off. And I can't promise you everything, but I can tell you one thing. This country would make one hell of a lot of money from those people that for 25 years have taken advantage. It wouldn't be the way it's been. Believe me.
By the way, go ahead and finish this now. This is him on Breaking Live like 25 years ago. I should probably play this, and for radio listeners, mention what year it is. That's what makes it so powerful. Starts with him 30-plus years ago, right through to today. It's the same guy, folks. It's the same guy, but then he has this image as the Apprentice host. That's what folks think of him as. But the real Donald Trump is a nationalist and a patriot who played ball with all the New York liberals.